Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody. Good evening. Welcome to Unraveling the Matrix. It's Saturday night, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, the 27th day of June, 2015. And on today's show, we're going to be discussing the SCOTUS decision about gay marriage nationwide here in the United States. Is it really a victory for the gay people out there? Be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. I'm not feeling the best today. Today might not be a full two-hour show, but I'm going to hang in there. Open lines if you want to call in, 347-855-8301. Time to roll the intro. Get the party started here on Truth Emerges Radio, Unraveling the Matrix.
There's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind. You have to see it for yourself. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Is the truth here today. When you look at this decision, the first thing you have to look at is the institution of marriage itself. When did it become such a thing that you have to ask permission for the state and go by their qualifications to actually be married? Personally, I don't think that marriage has anything to do with the state, being an individualist anarchist like I am. I think it's a bunch of crap that SCOTUS can actually rule and give you a right. The right is you. You've always been yours. You've always had the right to marry whoever you wanted to. I just don't understand this line of thinking that you have to actually, for your relationship, be you heterosexual, homosexual, that you have to get validation from the state and from government to be with who you love. Well, then people say, well, when you go into this, you get special privileges for being married, like insurance and things of this nature. Again, those are privileges that you have to ask for. Why? What? Where did this concept come from that you, as a person, have to have rights validated by the state? In this case, SCOTUS, the Supreme Court. I mean, I'm looking at this article, CBS News. Okay, this is from today. Well, actually, yesterday. This is Supreme Court. Marriage is a fundamental right for gay couples. In a historic development for gay rights and the institution of marriage, The Supreme Court has ruled that same-sex couples have the constitutional right to marry. Who is the Supreme Court to say, to grant you rights? Aren't those rights yours? Aren't you fundamentally born with those rights? See, this is the whole twisted logic. It's like SCOTUS says, okay, you guys have permission to ask for permission to get married. And marriage, I mean, you go state parameters. There's different things that you have to do to be legally married. I happen to live in Nevada, and the state literally has the least stringent rules or laws or mandates for you to get married here. I mean, in most states, if you want to get married, be you gay or straight now, you have to get a blood test and they have to screen you for diseases. Is that really the state's business? Is that the state's business, actually screen you? Getting back to the article, it says specifically the 5-4 ruling in Obergefell versus Hodges declares that the 14th Amendment requires all states to perform same-sex marriages and recognizes same-sex marriages performed in other states. No union is more profound than marriage, for it embodies the highest ideals of love, fidelity, devotion, sacrifice, and family, just as Anthony Kennedy wrote for the majority. In forming a marital union, two people become something greater than once they were. As some of the petitioners in these cases demonstrate, marriage embodies a love that may endure even past death. The ruling continues. It would misunderstand these men and women to say they disrespect the idea of marriage. Their plea is that they do respect it so deeply that they seek to find its fulfillment for themselves. Their hope is not to be condemned to live in loneliness, excluded from one of civilization's oldest institutions. They ask for equal dignity in the eyes of the law. The Constitution grants them that right. I got news for you, SCOTUS. The Constitution grants nobody any rights. But as I digress, the ruling extends marriage rights to gay couples in the 14 remaining states where same-sex marriage was previously prohibited. It also validates lower court rulings in 20 states where marriage bans were struck down by federal judges. The recent series of court rulings striking down marriage bans, culminating with this Supreme Court ruling, reflects a growing national acceptance of same-sex marriage. Does it really matter what the majority thinks? Aren't you a human being with God-given inalienable rights? But as I digress again, a February CBS News poll shows that 60% of Americans said it should be legal for same-sex couples to marry. More than half, 56%, said same-sex marriage should be left up to the states, though support for that position dropped 8 points from a year earlier. Same-sex marriage supporters hailed Supreme Court ruling. The GOP candidates condemned Supreme Court same-sex marriage ruling. Who is helped by the Supreme Court's decision on Obamacare subsidies? By protecting same-sex marriage nationally, the court is ensuring that same-sex couples are entitled to same state benefits that all married couples receive in every state. In the Obergefell v. Hodges case. Plaintiff Jim Obergefell was specifically seeking the right to be listed on his husband's death certificate. Obergefell and his longtime partner, John Arthur, were legally married in Maryland in 2013 when Arthur was terminally ill. However, since their home state of Ohio did not recognize same-sex marriages, the state refused Obergefell's request to be listed on Arthur's death certificate. When CBS News' Jan Crawford asked Obergefell earlier this year what Arthur would think of the ongoing legal battle, Obergefell said, "I think I know he's proud. I know he would thank me for living up to my promise to him, for living up to my marriage vows to fight for him, to love him, to honor him, and to protect him." Each of the four justices in the minority, Chief Justice John Roberts and Justices Anthony Scalia, Clarence Thomas, and Samuel Alito, wrote their own dissenting opinion. The fundamental right to marry does not include a right to make a state change its definition of marriage. I want to read that again so this sinks into people. The fundamental right to marry does not include a right to make a state change its definition of marriage. So their state, so this dissenting rule, this opinion from Roberts, he is of the opinion that the state has rights, the people do not. Roberts wrote in his dissent, "And the state's decision to maintain the meaning of marriage that has persisted in every culture throughout human history can hardly be called irrational." The Chief Justice ended his dissent by telling those in support of same-sex marriage, "By all means, celebrate today's decision. Celebrate the achievement of a desired goal. Celebrate the opportunity for new expression of commitment to a partner. Celebrate the availability of new benefits. But do not celebrate the Constitution. It had nothing to do with it." Well, I actually agree with that. The Constitution has nothing to do with granting people rights. But this Justice Roberts seemed to think that the state mandates rights, that you do not have rights unless the state, through their wonderful austerity, grant them to you. I mean, again, this is really something else if you think about it. I see we got the mouth is holding. We got 662 holding. Dennis Ford, Mr. Richard.
The way she goes, buddy. The fucking way she goes.
Mouth, what do you think of SCOTUS's decision, especially this Roberts dissenting opinion? He seems to be of the mindset that SCOTUS and the state decide and grant rights. What do you think of this shit?
Well, number one, they don't grant any rights. They don't grant shit. They carry about as much water with me as, you know, a piss ant. You know, I'll tell you that right now. This whole decision is just saddening to me, and basically pushed through to cover up the fast-tracking of the TPP and what's really going on with TPP. There's, of course, that's why, you know, you're not going to hear anything about that in their mainstream media. Just, oh, hey, this is going through, but on to that, rainbows and Confederate flags, motherfuckers. That's what they're going to shove down your throats.
Yeah.
And to be quite honest, government has absolutely no fucking authority to fucking even tell you who you can marry, who you can't marry, or what. It's ridiculous. And then you've got, you know, the religious folk are all, well, it's all against the Bible, or the church is going to be forced to perform gay marriages. And that's another greasy slope right there. I mean, dude, if you don't believe in it, I don't think you should be forced to have to do it. It's not like I'm going to, you know, walk into a bakery tomorrow and say, dude, make a cake of my dick.
Right.
And if you don't, I'm going to sue you.
Well, if you look at the meme, and I think Brandon, Mr. Ashby, for that, I stole that meme because it basically sums up. I mean, isn't this great? We have permission to ask permission from the state to get married.
Yeah.
What kind of...
You know, the funny thing about that is personally, you know, my cousin she's a lesbian, and she got married in the 90s. And I do believe it was a church here in Des Moines. This is before, you know, it was ever quote unquote legal here in Des Moines. We all went, we sat down, dude played acoustic guitar up in the rafters. It was pretty awesome. It was a good little thing. You know,
right.
We didn't need government permission. They didn't need government permission. A pastor actually stepped up and said, yeah, sure, I'll do it. Two women. One looked like a dude, but that's okay.
Right. It's kind of an irony to me. I mean, I did a post about a month ago, and on Facebook, and I made fun of heterosexuals and homosexuals all the same about marriage and asking permission from the state to grant you a union.
Exactly.
It's
like all of a sudden, please, Mr. Goodman, can me and my old lady put on rings and have a pastor say some words to us in front of our family? Please, state. Please, Mr. Government. Just give me that
right.
Little bit of leash right there. Come on, man.
And you know me. Not to stir up the pot. Not that I would do anything like that. But I posted this show promo to conservative groups. And I have never, for the life of me, seen so many homophobes. I mean, I guess because I'm doing a show on this, they automatically assume that I'm personally gay. They're attacking
me. Oh, yeah.
I mean, vicious.
Oh, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are. Fuck. You're talking to a guy who knows all too well about what cognitive dissonance does to people when discussing a point. Oh my goodness! Did you see what happened on the damn original post for this show here today? Jesus, it got just absolutely brutal. Of course, the legless flag it one just probably didn't help any. But I digress again. Alabama Senate actually approves bill to abolish marriage licensing. Bill 377, a legislative proposal aimed at solving an internal dispute over same-sex marriage. Did you go in the washing machine?
No, I just went outside. I don't know where the heck all that feedback came from, but it's gone here. I mean,
wow.
Especially the last few years, I've just grown to despise the state and statism and these people that think you need permission from the state to do anything anymore.
Yeah. And so you've got to get a permit to do this, something to do that. You know, you got to fill out some sort of form with the government to make sure that it's okay with them that you can do something, whether it be, you know, build a fence around your property or what have you. You got to get a permit in order to do that. Kiss my crippled ass. It's my property. I should be able to build a fence around it. I could build a goddamn amusement park here if I want to. But no, we still follow along with this simple, blind, lead me by the leash, oh Lord and Master's government, fucking sloth-like attitude, for Christ's sakes. We're sloth, okay? We really are. From the Goonies, anybody ever see the Goonies? Sloth from the Goonies. That's us, all right? And the Fratellis are the government. And no matter what they do, they're like, oh, slothy, we're getting up. Oh, you guys are bad. They're like, slothy, jump rope, slothy. Oh, yeah, jump rope. And that's what we do. We jump rope for them. We fucking bullshit around, and we follow along with their bullshit narrative, and they keep feeding us smoke screens. They keep feeding us this and that. And all it comes down to is they're making money hand over fist just on us wanting to live our lives, and they absolutely have no moral authority to do so.
Well, exactly. And it was like I was bringing up, I live in Nevada, okay? This is the easiest state in the union to get married in, for sure. But most states, you have to get a blood test and check for diseases to get married. I mean, really.
That's greasy.
What fucking business is it of the state to mandate that you have to be checked for diseases so you can get married?
Well, it's not any business of the state, you know. And in Iowa, what we had to do to get married was we filled out a piece of paper and paid $20. Like, you got to pay to get married. I'm like, I do? I'm like, wait a minute. But nonetheless, I did it, and a lot of good that worked out to be. So, you know, I don't know, man. The way I look at it is, on one hand, it is sort of an attack on religious freedom, on one hand, if they start forcing churches to do it that don't, you know, agree with it. As far as that whole, the Bible is against homosexuality and God is against homosexuality, that's fucking a crock shit to me.
Well,
The Bible's a big load of fucking bullshit, written mostly by men, and fucking only the word of God matters, and you can fill that on one fucking page. You don't need a whole book of bullshit, telling you how to live your life.
Well, let's look at it. If your church is registered with the state as a 501(c), a nonprofit entity, so they don't have to pay a tithe or tax to the state, the state can mandate that what the church does.
Certainly can. And that's what you get for filing with the state and being a part of the slave system there. You thought you was getting away all tax-free. Oh, guess what? Separation of church and state, my ass, man. We got you by the balls, motherfucker. And we got Dennis Ford with his hand up, too, buddy.
Yeah, bring Dennis in.
Dennis Ford, Mr. Friday Night, who was...
Hello, gentlemen.
Asleep on Friday night.
Yeah, man, I overslept. Sorry about that, Lee.
It's all right, man. Me and Jen held it down, and AJ joined us, man. We pulled off a show, dude. It's cool in the gang.
Yeah, it's one of the rare occasions I missed that Friday night show. I think that's the second one I missed, but either way, about this topic here, Lee, you were talking about the Bible aspect of it real quick, and I just want to remind people, the Bible is one aspect of it, but really what fascinates me is that people will get on Facebook today and yesterday, and since this happened, and change their profile pictures to rainbows and crosses, and they get really active when gay marriage is passed. Where were all these people, like you said, when the TPP is on the table? None of these people have anything to say about that, but they care about gay marriage. It has nothing to do with them at all. You know, they may know somebody that's gay in their family or have a gay friend that might want to get married, so now they want to get politically active. You know, they don't care about politics any other time unless some shit like this happens. And that's the shit that really disgusts me about people. And people need to understand – you know, this shit. I want to point this out, too, because the Bilderberg Group just met a couple weeks ago, and this is the reason why you're seeing all this shit being thrown in your face right now, is because this is why they had a meeting, all right? It's not a conspiracy. These people were working on this shit and talking about it, and I can bet you, I can guarantee you that this was on their table, talking about gay marriage and what else was it that got passed last week? Some other shit, whatever it was, you know? The last week has just been a bunch of bullshit that these people had a meeting about, that they were like, we need to distract people while we get this TPP going. And that's what all this is about, you know, at the end of the day. And whatever else they're working on that we don't know about.
It's true.
Damn right.
I mean, this is a big distraction. And this is what the oligarchy loves, to divide and conquer. You got the I call them the religious zealots. That, you know, oh, it's bad, it's evil, and we can't have this. It's immoral. Listen, Pastor, whatever the fuck your name is. Some gay guy's not sticking his tongue down your throat or his penis up your ass. What are you fucking worried about?
Well, like I said, the Bible aspect of it is, you know, now it's a big deal about
bullshit.
The Bible saying that it's abomination for two men to marry or be together or whatever. Actually, it doesn't even say anything about being married. It talks about two men lying together. Right. Didn't say anything about marriage. All right, first of all. Second of all, like I said, people really want to get active when it comes to something like this. And whether it's important to you or not, you have to understand this is just another step in what they are building. The next step is people are going to marry their dogs and shit. So what are people going to say about that when that comes? You know, when that's passed in all 50 states, that we have bestiality legal, what's going to happen then? Because that's what's coming.
There's already something that slipped out in lieu of this gay marriage. And again, this is the agenda, the sexualization of children. You've seen it going on for years and years and years. Now the pedophilias want relationships with children.
Okay, tell them to come see me, and I will I will personally show them just exactly the proper way to get those rights. Yes, they can come see me personally. I'm at 723 Oak Park Avenue, Des Moines, Iowa. Come and get me, motherfuckers. Come on.
Well, check this out, Lee.
I've got something to show you. I'll show you how to get some free rights. Me
check
and Betsy, my shotgun.
This is what's coming. All right, whether it's marrying children, whatever. We've already got past the gay thing. That's over with. So now we're going to get, you know, people marrying robots, and the wildest shit is about to come. It's just getting started. So that's what I'm saying. What are people going to do when this shit comes?
As a guy who's married for, you know, 17 years, man, I'm sitting here going, what, who cares? I mean, marriage is like the end-all, be-all, the fucking slam-down, touchdown moment in your life. It's like, oh, I'm getting married, and then I'm going to Disneyland. What? No, fuck that shit, dude. It's not all it's cracked up to be. Fuck off.
No, it's overrated. It is.
Well, yeah. Well, the thing is, what goes on between consenting adults, I have no problem with whatsoever. But now, it's like, I'm gonna say it, and the sick pedophiliac libtard. How about me? What about me?
Well, that's what they're gonna do. And here's what you gotta say: no. Because what you're doing is wrong and fucked up. For Pete's sake, it's bad to touch children in a sexual manner. You idiot.
Well, like I said, man, it's all coming. There's things coming soon in the future that are going to blow people away. They're not really going to know how to comprehend it. And just this subject alone is getting people, you know, it's rustling a lot of jimmies, you know, just this ruling. So people are not ready. Let me tell you, they're not ready for what's coming. And also, just to throw this out there, all right, the whole gay thing, like, I don't have a problem with gay people. That's not the issue. But as soon as you have a negative opinion about it, that's what people latch onto it. They're like, oh, you're homophobic. No, it's not that. It's just I really don't care, all right? Really could care less if people of the same sex can get married in this country. That's the least of our worries right now. That shouldn't even be priority number one to anybody.
Well, like I said, you know, earlier, man, hey, they were doing it before the law was ever anything. You know, once it became legal here in Iowa, we saw a big influx in the gay community, man. It really started to grow around. You notice these types of things in Iowa, let me tell you what. Okay? And nobody really gives two shits about it. I mean, one business around here was like, oh, we're not going to do, you know, we're not going to do any business with gays. They went out of business. You know, so like we said about the free market for a long time. But, ladies and gentlemen, you don't need government permission. They never did. They were doing it before that, and people just need to recognize that, hey, this is bullshit. This is a big smoke screen, and I seen who was it? Elias Clay, you know, a gay woman herself, is like, oh, you know, hey, this is a great thing, but, you know, I think this has just been a smoke screen to hide a whole bunch of other stuff. You know, we got this, we finally got a victory on our civil rights, but at what cost? I think more and more people, I think our biggest ally in turning people towards anarchism is this government.
Well, here's the thing, Lee. Real quick, think about this, right? Like you said, people, whether you're gay or not, people are in favor of this decision. But it is a distraction, and it's to get people to say, hey, you know what? The government is good. Maybe the government is all right. No, they're not. They're going to throw you a bone every once in a while to let you chew on it. No pun intended, but that's what they're doing. You know, they just want to get
people lathered up. Maybe I'm juvenile, but that's just hilarious to me.
Well, I'm just saying they're doing it to lather us up and just shove us, you know, shove shit down our throats that obviously we don't know about. Like I said, the TPP, they haven't even read this shit. I haven't read it. Have you read it? I'm sure they haven't. They don't even know what's in it.
Nobody's
but let's just
read it.
Pass it. Let's just get it out there. And give them what they want, right? Let's give them what they want. Let's give them gay marriage. That way people will applaud the government and love the mighty establishment. That's what they're doing. They're just giving us, throwing shit out there to get people to applaud them. And meanwhile, passing all this shit. You know, there was a bill in California where they...
fucking dogs. It's the only thing that works.
What was that shit in California last week where all vaccines were mandatory, regardless of your religion or whatever? They're just, we're getting vaccines. That's the bottom line.
Get to go to school in California public schools, they're like, you've got to fill them full of these vaccines.
And that's when the Bruce Jenner thing was still dying down. Thank God we haven't heard about that bullshit. You know? Jeez.
That's Bruce Jenner. I don't give a fuck. And you know what? I don't even think that's Bruce Jenner. I think that plastic surgery job, I think that is bullshit. I think that chick is an actress, another actress I've seen. And once I figure out who it is, yep, I'm gonna point that shit out, man, because I don't believe any of that bullshit.
It's the way she goes. Sometimes she goes, sometimes it doesn't. She didn't go. It's the way she goes.
Yeah, either way. Like I said, I saw a video last week where I didn't see the whole video. I just saw the aftermath where a guy was laying on the ground with his brains hanging out his head and they were handcuffing him. Nobody cares about that, you know?
Yeah, I saw that video.
Listen, I'm the Caitlin Bruce / Bruce Jenner thing. Hey, his body, he's not hurting anyone else. His fucking decision. I don't give a shit. If he wants to cut off his penis and take a bunch of hormones and pretend he's a woman, more power to him, her in. I don't care. what I care about is when we have these pedophiliacs coming out and stating what about us and harming children. That is what I care about. You can, I mean, if you want to cook up that crocodile drug and shoot that shit up and rot your body from the inside out in a year or two and kill yourself, your body, your fucking decision. I don't care. As long as you don't harm anybody else, have at it.
Yeah, have at that's true. That's true. That's a lost art here in America, you know. Everybody has an opinion about what people do, you know. So,
yeah.
You know, it is what it is.
The problem in America is everybody's worried about what everybody else is fucking doing. Why don't you worry about what you're fucking doing and your life?
No, I can't do that.
I
got a report. I got a report, Lee Pierre, for posting shit I don't like. You know,
fuck off. You ain't reporting me.
Well, Austin, I got to report you guys because you offended, you hurt my feelings on Facebook. You know,
no, I just get unfriended by longtime friends for, you know, actually pointing out truths and they get all butthurt about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's funny you bring that situation up because. This particular individual was talking about anarchy is so radical and so insane, you know, anarchy is just so crazy, but have we ever tried anarchy, really? Have we ever tried it in this country? Obviously not. Maybe we should give it a try. That's all I'm saying. Let's try it out. Let's see what happens.
I was having a debate with Val today about anarchy, and she's like, well, that's crazy. That'll never work. So I pointed out in Ireland how for almost 1,000 years they had an anarchist society and it functioned. Actually, at the time before England went to war and battled itself and decided that they were going to bring them civilization, actually Ireland was the most advanced society in Europe.
Right. Well, the a lot of what the hang up is when people are thinking about anarchy is that we need order, right? We need order. Obviously, we don't have order right now, and we have a concept of order, but it's not really order in this country. But that's what a lot of people get hung up on. They're like, if anarchy happens, who's going to arrest people and who's going to do? And then they go back to the whole bootlicking. Bullshit, you know, who's going to fight our wars if we have anarchy? You know, who's going to do it for us? That's the whole concept behind why we can't get towards anarchy. And like I said earlier, we have to, might as well try it. We might as well give it a shot because what we got right now is complete bullshit. People think the shit is working, and it's not. This whole country is, you know, it's just a big mess. This whole country concept, the government, all this shit. The White House was a rainbow the other night. They had lights set up. Ooh, wow, that's great. And like I said, they'll give people
fucked up.
They'll give people what they want. You know, they'll give you what you want, so you'll shut up and continue to be a slave to this establishment. And I'm not interested in that.
Well, the problem is with this statism, this indoctrination. When I was in school, I never heard about individual anarchist society for 1,000 years in Ireland and an advanced society. They don't want the masses to think to actually see that something like this, that you thinking for yourself and being self-governance and owning yourself and taking responsibility for your own actions and taking care of yourself can actually work, because that goes against all this government and diatribe, and that's all it is.
Legless
Flagget will not stand for this.
Right. You couldn't possibly govern yourself, could you, Austin? That's impossible, right?
I mean, I don't know what's best for me, but society does, and government knows what's best for me, but I don't know what's best for myself. But I'm able to vote for someone and elect someone to represent me in government, and I hate that, this circular logic that students have, that, it's not me I'm worried about. It's you, Lee, and it's you, Dennis. I'm worried about you guys. I know I can take care of myself, and I know I'll do the right thing. I'm worried about guys like you. So I need these thugs in government to keep you guys in line.
Right. We got to be.
That's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
Yeah, we got to be put in check. And obviously, that's part of the problem. That's part of the misconception that a lot of people don't understand when it comes to politics and voting, is that you're voting for somebody to do shit for you. And that's really sad and pathetic. You know, you need somebody else in office to do something or allow you to do something. That's really, I don't know. I don't even know how government has worked this long in this organized society that we have on this planet. I don't know how this shit has been able to operate this long. It's amazing that
all a smokescreen, and it's all indoctrination. And it's not just here in America with the K. It's worldwide phenomenon. I mean, you are taught that conformity and compliance is good, and free thinking and individual action is bad.
Right. Or you got to go to college, you know. You got to go through their indoctrination school for 12 years, and then you got to go to college and maybe join a fraternity. And from there, after you get out of college, maybe you can join a secret society and work your way up through the Freemasonry bullshit. And maybe have people respect you because, you know, you have a big bank account. Because that's all people really care about in this country is how much money you got. If any of us on this phone line right now were millionaires, we'd probably have 1,000 listeners or more. People would really be entertained and really be ready to listen to what we had to say if we had a big bank account.
This is how brainwashed and indoctrinated people are. People like you, Dennis, and you, Lee, and I, that talk about individuals thinking for yourself and self-government, we're radical, we're crazy. But these sick fucks with the 322 skull and bones playing with Geronimo's skull and bones and masturbating in coffins, they get elected president, and their way is right, and our way is immoral, and we are
We're
crazy.
Radicals.
We're radicals and crazy.
And speaking of which, we got the Bohemian Grove coming up in a couple weeks. And this is where, for 2 weeks, if anybody doesn't know what this is, you've in the information age, you should know what the Bohemian Grove is or the Bilderberg Group. You should be looking this shit up. Not for any kind of combat situation, but you should be knowing what these people are doing. And like I said, in a few weeks, these people are going to be meeting in the woods up there in San Francisco area, not to mention a big gay area. But they're going to be up there for 2 weeks. No females allowed. So what do you think they're doing up there for 2 weeks? Not to mention probably, this is speculation on my point, but probably molesting children and doing some weird, sick shit in the woods. I mean, we don't know because we've never been in there. We can't film it. You know, they'll shoot you if you try to get on the property or arrest you or whatever. But this is happening, and this is going to happen in a few weeks. And, I'm sure they're up there doing some weird shit in the woods, and they're going to be talking about all the shit that's going to be coming up in the next year that they're going to pass, and they're going to get done, and they're going to do it, and they don't care about anybody saying anything about it because they're so powerful and they got so much money. And they're going to do it in a few weeks here. So, and guess what, Austin? When it happens, when they're meeting, nobody's going to give a fuck. That's the funny shit about it. Nobody's going to care. You know, they're not going to talk about it on the news. Nobody gives a shit about it. But they should, because it affects all of us. That place should be burned off the face of the earth, in my opinion.
I mean, they have the effigy of the cremation of care.
Right.
I mean, where they burn care so they don't have to care. But remember, guys, that we're the twisted fucks because I just want Austin to be able to live his life, and Lee to be able to live his life, and Dennis to be able to live his life, and I want to voluntarily interact with people that I feel comfortable with. I don't want to be coerced and forced into it and mandated by the state. Like this vaccine. And I go round and round with all these vaxxers. Today I was called an evil fuck because I don't believe in vaccines. Because I have the audacity to ask, and I've asked this for 3 years now, over and over and over the social media, anybody, show me one double-blind clinical study that shows that any vaccine has ever been effective. Just one. Whoever can show me just one, I'll tell you what. You get me an actual double-blind, verifiable study that shows vaccines are effective. Anybody shows it, and I'll say it right here on the air. Anyone that can come up with that and share that with me, I will go get 10 vaccines this fucking week.
Hey, honestly, Austin, what it boils down to.
Whoever shows me the double-blind study that proves that any vaccine ever is effective, you can pick the 10 vaccines you want me to get. And I'll pay for them out of my own pocket.
I'm just saying, when it comes down to the vaccines and people getting vaccines, it's the same thing with animals. Like, if you have a pet in your house, when you take them to the vet, they're going to be like, has your pet had the shots? Has your pet got the shots? And that's what they think about us with the vaccines. There's certain kids and shit that can't go to school because they haven't had their shots, right? And that's pathetic, man. That's really, again, it's just a reflection of how sad our society is, because I haven't had a flu shot or any vaccine in probably 10 years, and I'm fine. I'm very healthy, all right? I'm good. I don't need any of the shit that they are trying to do. But like I said, when it comes to kids going to school and shit like that, it's like, has your kid had his shots? Well, he can't come hang out with our kids because our kids got their shots, so they're safe.
That's my favorite one. I mean, not to digress, but we'll get back to the gay marriage thing. This all ties in with rights given from the state. What a joke. But All these vaxxers are so staunch to support that these vaccines are so effective and work. What the fuck do you care if you got your vaccine to protect you than if I don't have a vaccine?
Right. Right. Like I said, you got to have your shots, right? Because you're not politically correct unless you believe that, you know, these things help us. Not to mention, we all know what Big Pharma is. Big Pharma is a fucking mass money profiting machine. That's all it is. That's the only thing. Big Pharma doesn't care about curing anything. They care about making more people sick because that's how they make money. And the vaccines are doing that. And even with the kids with autism and everything, I get that shit all the time. People are like, well, vaccines don't cause this. You don't fucking know. You don't even know what this shit causes. And you're just ready to give it to your children, right? That's what I'm talking about, Austin. This country is so warped, and it's like bizarre world. It's like the Twilight Zone. Every fucking day, people have no idea what's really going on in this country. And like I said, you want to shoot your kids with that shit, that's fine. I'm not doing it to my kids or any of that shit. I'm not taking any of that shit, period.
Yeah, that goes back to, as long as it doesn't hurt me, as long as you don't mandate me to take these poisons, if you think it's so effective, your fucking body, your fucking choice.
Right, and these are such educated people, right? You know, these are people who have been to college, and, you know, they know everything. They're so educated, you know. They know, I don't know, like I said, it's just some of the discussions I have with people are just really sad, man. And whether it's Facebook or people I interact with on a daily basis,
right.
It's just pathetic, you know. It's really depressing at a certain point. Because people don't get it, man. They don't understand the magnitude or the severity of the situation. Like I said, the government shouldn't be involved in any aspect of your life, period. You know, whether you get, if you're a welfare check recipient or any of this shit, that's whatever. But if you want to live your life and be outside of their you know, their puzzle pieces and all that shit, you should be able to do that. And that's what I've been doing for the last 10 years of my life. I don't need the government for shit. Matter of fact, the whole police situation, this is a whole nother show, but I haven't interacted with a police officer in over 10 years as well. You know, I might say hi to them at the store or something, but don't really want to interact with these people because, again, we've seen these videos, right? This shit comes across your news feed all day long, cops shooting people, cops doing shit they shouldn't be doing. So I'm not talking to them. They're not pulling me over or nothing. I'm not doing none of that shit at all.
I avoid the police like the plague. I don't even want to. I don't even want to interact or talk to them or anything, because I'm sorry. These guys are
fuck the police. Fuck the police. Yo, fuck the police. Fuck the police. Yo, fuck them.
Right.
I mean, they'll call their buddies and beat you down at the drop of a hat.
Mm-hmm. Or kill you. And like I said, these may be good people. You know, I'm sure they're cool to hang out with at a cookout or some shit. But as far as, you know, when they're on duty, nah, I'm not doing it. I'm not talking to you. As long as you get that badge and that uniform on, I don't have much to say to you. Just stay the fuck away from me because I don't want to die today. All right? You can call me paranoid or whatever you want, but that's the world we live in right now. You call the cops to your house for a dispute or something, some shit could go down. They could kill your dog. They could kill anybody. They who knows what could happen. All right? That's all I'm saying.
The sad thing is order followers, they do the evil.
Right.
Granted, psychopaths set the agenda and set down the mandate, but I say this all the time, people can't wrap their head around it. Mao Zedong, he didn't kill 30 million fucking people. Stalin didn't kill 20 million people. The minions, the order followers, they do the dirty work all the time.
Right.
Over and
That's
over
true.
Through history.
That's true.
Everyone
the cult of a personality aspect, you know. People follow, you know, and that's part of the problem. Because, again, when you interact with police, they're, you know, even if they pull over a family member or some shit, they're still going to do what they're told to do, and they're just going to generate money for the state. And if you get out of line and you don't bow down to them and kiss their ass, you might have some problems. And I'm not recommending people run away from police or try to combat a police or anything like that. What I'm saying is just avoid them at all costs. Stay the fuck away from the police because you don't know what they're capable of doing. Because they're not looking at you as a human. They're looking at you as, you know, whatever. However they look at us, you know, we're potential money for them to get sheriff status or try to move up in their positions of jobs or whatever the fuck they're doing. But, again, they kill people all the time. Look at the statistics last year of how many people got killed by the police. So just stay away from them. Try to avoid them at all costs. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it's the whole mentality that they're not when they wear that badge and that uniform and they're acting it on behalf of the state. They're not acting on their own.
Mm. They don't care, man. They don't care at all. Like I said, however they look at people in society, you know, I can't speak for every police officer out there. I'm still trying to find these good cops that everybody's always talking about. But there's not too many of them. The percentage of good cops is probably 5 or 10% in this country. The rest of them are corrupt, crooked people. I don't even know how they sleep at night. And that's, you know, that's just how I feel about it. You know, I'm not saying they're all bad people, all right? But there's some psychological issues that these people need to deal with. And you shouldn't be owning a gun, running around, pointing at people and killing people. And, you know, they don't get prison. They don't get the death penalty. Nothing happens to them. They get a 2-week paid vacation, and everything's cool. But that's not the way it should be. if you fuck up and murder somebody and do some wrong shit, you should be held accountable for that. But when it comes to these people, since the courts and the police officers are all working hand-in-hand, you know, the courts don't make any money unless these people are out on the street pulling us over for petty bullshit or your taillights out or whatever. So they're going to let the cops out every time.
Right.
And it continues to happen. This goes all the way back to Rodney King. Well, Rodney King was a big issue in the 90s, right? All those cops walked, too. They walked. So, whatever. And it continues to happen up to this day.
I think this is totally fucked.
It is fucked.
It is fucked.
And like I said, I'm not saying that these people are bad people. I'm just saying there may be some psychological issues that are not being addressed because, again, a lot of military people that come back from overseas end up being recruited for being police officers, and before that happens, they need to go under some psychological evaluation because the shit I'm seeing in these videos and shit that's coming across my news feed is just out of control. It's bad. So, I don't know. I just don't know what
you're
to say
right.
about it.
And when you're right, you're right. And you're always right.
I just don't know what to say about that situation. I'm just saying that's a whole nother show. I'm sure we've talked about police brutality extensively on the shows. I'm just saying that the stuff that I'm seeing, these videos and stuff, like I said the other day, man, this dude was waving down a cop. I didn't see the whole video, so I don't know if this story is accurate. But apparently he was waving down the police with a white towel or some shit, and they shot this dude in the face. And then after he's dead...
What?
After he's dead, yep. They decided to handcuff him. Okay? Let's handcuff a dead body. Because that makes us look better, right? Let's plant a gun next to him, too, and hopefully nobody's filming us so we can say he did some shit that made us shoot him in the face. All right?
The one that kills me is they're in fear for their life.
Yeah. Yeah, like that
oh,
that guy
that's
that they
greasy.
Shot in the
that's
back.
Really fucking greasy.
Yeah, that's greasy.
Yeah,
greasy.
That video of that guy running away, hauling ass away from the police officer, shot up. You know, and he was so scared. Where was that guy going to run, man? He's in, like, an open field almost. What's he going to do? He's going to run and get this, a 2x4 and beat the shit out of this cop? And he just killed the dude. Just shot him. People are like, oh, whatever. Well, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have ran.
Just another day.
He shouldn't have ran. You know, if he didn't run, he wouldn't be dead right now, right? So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you shouldn't run when you've got a police officer who's you should run and try to defend yourself by any means when he's got a gun out and shooting at you. You're supposed.
Well, he was going to get my taser, Austin. He was going to get my taser and tase me, so I had to kill him.
Yeah. Running away from you, he's going to get your taser. The guy's 40, 50 feet away from you, running away from you, but he's coming for your taser.
Right.
And people buy this shit. And I got news for you gay people. This isn't a victory. I mean, this is just welcome to the heterosexual world. Now you guys can get your permissions from the state and follow the state mandates for marriage, and you guys can be free just like we are.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it, you know, because I don't know. I can't speak for everybody out there, but, you know, even the institution of marriage, people are like, oh, this is going to affect the sanctity of marriage. Are you fucking kidding me? All right. Are you kidding me? This shit has nothing to do with people getting married, whether you're gay, whatever. When people get married, it creates some shit that you are not prepared to deal with. You have to be mentally prepared to be married to somebody for 30 years or 40 years. My parents are married still to this day and been married for 35 years. And guess what? They can't stand each other. They hate each other. I guess they love each other, but they don't like each other too much. I can say that. So, you know, like I said, it's overrated, man. The whole marriage thing is overrated. You know, gay people can get married, whatever, but I'll throw this out there, you know, because I know we got to go to break or whatever, but, you know, if everybody was gay, Austin, you know, let's say everybody was gay, we wouldn't be here right now. We wouldn't be talking on the phone right now because gay people can't have kids, all right? Just throwing that out there. Just throwing that out there, you know, not anything wrong with them or anything. I'm just saying, it's like rubbing two rocks together. You're not really going to get much from it. So, whatever.
I feel you. Well, we are at the top of the hour. If you guys want to stick around a little bit, I'm gonna go to commercial break. Stick around, listeners. We'll be back in a few. We're going to thank our sponsors. We want to thank Bristol CBD, our good friends at Damco Transportation, and, of course, TMI Promotions. We appreciate you guys, and we're going to roll some ads.
Hi, this is David Bozal, Vice President of Crystal Pure CBD. Have you been trying to get CBD, but you just don't like what's available? Sure, lots of people can get CBD, but most people don't realize that it's only 15% CBD and 85% black stuff. Why the black stuff? We don't know either. We'd like to introduce Crystal Pure CBD, made with 99.99% pure cannabidiol. That's pure CBD, just like sugar. We mix it with hemp seed oil and make some of the best stuff on earth. Crystal Pure CBD.
Hi friends, when it comes to reaching your audience, the best approach is in person. If you have a band, business, or charity event, you want to reach people in the best ways and venues possible. If you're touring in the Midwest, you need DMI Promotions. Their friendly staff is ready, willing, and able to assist you in venue locations and event promotions to make your show or event successful. Contact Tori Webb at 515-865-4463 or toriwebbdmi@gmail.com. DMI Promotions, your Midwest promotional team and proud sponsor of Truth Emerges Radio.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard.
Hey folks, this is the Mouse, and if you need something moved, you need to go through Dadco Transportation. Family owned and operated, Dadco Transportation specializes in pad wrap fixtures to retail stores throughout the country, as well as furniture transportation, pad trap and box furniture from California to Arizona to all points east. Be it truckload, LTL, rollout, exclusive use, or expedited, Dadco is here to service their clients safely, efficiently, and quickly. So if you need something moved within the continental U.S., contact Dadco Transportation at 609-296-9121 or contact them directly at dadcotrans.com. That's dadcotrans.com.
I'm gonna make it home tonight. We would be honored if you would join us.
Friday Night Super Show.
And welcome to the Friday Night Super Show. I'm, of course, your host, The Mouse, laughing and scratching at being back again on our Friday nights with Dennis, Mr. Friday Night, for
Tag Team Champions of the World!
Here, again, Friday Night Super Show. Glad to be here. I want to thank everybody for tuning in.
Friday Night Super Show. 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. On Truth Emerges Radio. NWO Truth Radio. You are awake. Be aware.
That's an order, soldier.
This is an historic moment. We have in this past year made great progress in ending the long era of conflict and Cold War. We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations, a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders. This is an historic moment. When we are successful, we will be a new world order.
The one and only original Gorilla Radio with Austin Thomas and Liberty Lisa. Wednesdays, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Only on the Truth Emerges Radio Network.
A new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
But I do have questions about what we're doing to the spirit of America, the spirit of the Constitution, in a desire to protect a symbol.
We are Americans.
A patriot cannot be created by legislation.
Sunday nights, 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on Truth Emerges Radio Network.
You're listening to Unraveling the Matrix with Austin Thomas. Join the second hour by calling 1-347-855-8301.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Truth Emerges Radio and Unraveling the Matrix here on Saturday. What is this ruling about gay marriage? Isn't that special? All you homosexuals can get married and sanctioned by the state. Aren't you lucky? Just like we is.
Hell no! And took down my damn Confederate flag in the process too. Damn it!
What?
Can't even fly my flag.
Yeah, flag. Right.
Hell no!
Raise my taxes to pay for someone else's problems? Hell no!
Oh man! Will not stand for this.
You know,
ah, old liberal puppet! I will kill you with my bare hands.
Legless flagget will not stand for this.
Because he ain't got no legs. That's right. Funny.
Yeah, welcome back, Reese.
Even motherfuckers with no legs would think that's funny.
Yeah, did you guys check out the promo, the ad for the UK soldiers against the war?
No, I did not see that.
Yeah, you saw it. I posted that.
Maybe I did. I don't know, man. I'm a few beers into the evening, so.
A few, a few,
a few pops into the evening. Let me see if I can
find it. Yeah, a few barley pops into the evening. But I did try my first organic type meal tonight.
What, you ate organic?
Yeah, I ate it was free range chickens, chicken kebabs with organic vegetables on it, and stuffed mushrooms.
Wow.
So that was the sort of part, because I don't know what they were stuffed with. Probably semen or something. But it was good.
I know guys that we're, the show's mainly about gay marriage, but I wanted to share this. This is an article. Dang it. It's from the Art of Not Being Governed. It's my favorite statist fallacy. The state is us. Democracy is us. The fallacy is not the state that is taxing you and coercing you in democracy. The state is us, so we're doing it to ourselves.
That's right. That is right.
I was going to try to find it and see if I can find this. Here we go. I got to play this. You got to listen. I wish you had the visual.
We would be honored if you would join us.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Because I was promoting this show about gay marriage.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, they're all out there. They want to hate on you for something. And if they find the easiest target to attack you about, it's not about listening to the truth. Once again, it's cognitive dissonance that prevents them from doing so. I mean, we had the same thing. There's a clear example on the post for this show, ladies and gentlemen, that you can see with Valerie Stevens. She, her and I hosted radio shows. You know, we know each other. We've talked off air, had long conversations, and yet again, you attack one point of the state that just somebody might be favorable about, or that they have a family member involved with, or something along that lines. And the next thing you know, it's like that entire friendship never existed, and you're just a piece of shit. Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
it's Austin. You know, I just want to turn I'm getting to the point where I want to turn the whole station into just a music station, and we're just going to play waltzes all fucking day long.
Oh no, we're gonna play Eminem and shit for Dennis Ford.
Oh yeah, we did lose Dennis. There he ended up having to run. So
yeah, all right. Well, I mean, at long last, we have permission to get married.
And you know, that's the biggest thing here is, why do you need permission from anybody to get married? If you can find somebody who's a ordained minister and able to do it, then you, by all means. Does he really have to be an ordained minister? Why can't you just have one of your buddies just, you know, stand up, have a nice little ceremony, and then say, hey, yeah, we're married. Oh, that's right, because government's involved in every other single aspect of your life. So that means, oh, when your partner dies, that you can't get their benefits, or you can't be listed on their benefits as a family member because, well, you know, legally you're not married. But, ladies and gentlemen, we need to fucking walk away from this fucking aspect that government needs to be involved in every aspect of our lives. We don't need permission from these suit dummies to do things, man. Come on, we're free people.
Right.
This is blood, not wax. Shit.
It is. It is. And I mean, I just the gay community, they think that this is a big kumbaya moment, and it's not.
Well, some of them do, and a lot of the ones that, you know, I've been seeing on my news feed today, at least, have been you know, pretty much going, well, you know, yay, but at what price? At what price are we paying for getting this? You know, and I gotta agree with them. You know, so yeah, well, fine, you get recognized by your slave masters to have permission to get permission, but at what price exactly? What price is everyone else going to be paying for this matter? And for those of in the gay community who are out there, rainbows, jumping in the streets and having a good old time, at what price is everyone else going to be paying for what just got passed? And I'm not saying that's your fault. I'm just saying, look, because this is going to not only affect you, but it's going to affect a lot of people around you, man. Lots of things can come from this. This is a slippery, slippery slope, and our greasy-ass Supreme Court is known for that.
Right. And I want to share this. Shine West, she's been a friend of mine, like, for years. And she stated in the promo, I wish you would have called in, but, I'm gay, Austin Thomas. Do you want me to call in tonight and tell the little gay slaves why they are slaves? Oh, so happy, little gay slaves. Yay. Now we have black happy slaves and gay happy slaves and working women happy slaves, insured happy slaves, protected happy little motherfucking slaves. And then she went on to say, if I see another profile pic with a fucking rainbow slave flag on it, I'm going to have to go ride my horse or something. I'm going to bark.
Yeah, I wish she would have called in. That would have been great. Those comments were great. You know, and I see that a lot of that, like I said, in my news feed of people, you know, going, hey, yeah, but at what cost? And not only at what cost, but why are you even bothering to begin with? I mean, they don't have any power over you, and as long as you don't acknowledge the fact or not acknowledge the fact, excuse me, because it's not a fact. As long as you don't acknowledge that they have power over you, then they don't. That'd be like saying, I could come over to your house, sit down on your couch, you know, drop trowel and start, you know, pounding the old pud. You'd be like, what are you doing, you numbskull? I've got my family all right here. What the hell's going on? Oh, that's okay. I got power over you.
Right. Yeah, and that's the thing is when they take this to the extreme and think they have privilege.
Yeah. What privilege? Getting married is not a privilege. Let me tell you, from a guy who's gotten married, it's not a privilege.
Yeah. Well, I know one thing. I would never go through the marriage and get sanctioned by the state to be with Lisa. I would never do it. It's never going to happen. So all our Facebook friends and social media friends that keep asking us when we're going to get married, it ain't going to happen.
Now, if y'all want to do some sort of ceremony or what have you, then by all means, I'll be there. But yeah,
right.
You ain't got to get involved with the damn state. They can fuck the fuck off.
Yeah, to get permission and to be married in the state's eyes. I mean, we basically are married. I mean, I love the girl. We live together. Do I need the state and the government to validate what we have? No.
Nope, you don't need that. You don't even need the damn church to validate it.
I feel that.
Sorry, but you don't.
And I
know that's good. That might butt hurt a lot of people out there, but you know, as in the words of Early Kyler, use the cream. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's a fact. You don't even need a church's permission to be in an existence with another human being.
Right.
Live together, love each other, be devoted, and be, you know, exclusive to each other. Go ahead, buddy.
I just want to thank you for calling in, Lee the Mouth, Pierre, and Dennis Ford. I love you guys, but I'm really been feeling pretty sick the last couple of days. I'm going to shut it down a little bit earlier than normal, and I want to thank all the listeners. I love you guys out there. But
that's right. What else was I going to do on the night before my birthday when I'm sitting here drinking beer by myself?
No. I love you, Lee. I mean, I love everything you do, and I love Dennis, too. Thank you guys so much, and thanks to the listeners. I really appreciate you guys listening to me ramble on about gay marriage. But what the fuck do I know about gay marriage? I'm not gay.
I'm not gay or married. What do you know?
I tried that marriage shit before.
Yep. I've been down the married path, you know, a couple of times, and let me tell you what. So I feel I can speak at least a little bit on the marriage part, as far as the gay part. But you know, hey, I do drink a lot, so you never know.
All right, Lee, I'm gonna shut it down. Thanks, everybody. I'm out. Deuces, everybody. All right, listeners, we love you guys. We're out of here. Later.
Peace and chicken grease. We out.
Oh, and tomorrow, don't forget to tune in tomorrow. Sunday is the Dashboard Outlaw, Earl Conlon, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in for Earl Conlon, the Dashboard Outlaw. We love you guys. Okay. We're out. Now that you're awake, be aware. Peace.
You know it. Yeah.